Next question is Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y. Last name is M-O-I-N-A-T. This is a 57-year-old woman who comes in today for earache, history of renal cyst, history of liver cyst. Over a year ago, she wants to check these as well. History of sleep apnea, never treated. At one time, she was diagnosed with mild to moderate sleep apnea, but she didn't like her CPAP, so she stopped taking it. History of bladder spasm, status post hysterectomy, with cervical cancer, and histomigraine headaches. Patient family history is positive for dementia and stroke. Colonoscopy is up to date. Mammogram is up to date. Review of system. She has gained weight. She's having a hard time losing weight. Part of that is because of the sleep apnea that she's, it has been unwilling to do anything about. She has gained 9 pounds since last year, for example. She needs a follow-up of renal cyst, liver cyst. At one time, she was scheduled for CT scan, but she refused to do it. Today, she's willing to do that since we also found some evidence of abdominal aorta enlargement. She has a history of atrial fibrillation, which she's on flecainide and and muscle relaxer. And also has issues with earache and ear pain. Today, COVID immunization is not up to date. She doesn't like to take COVID immunization. Medication list opposite page. Allergy continues to be Levaquin, sulfa, Cipro, prednisone, TB, a time test. But she has had no issues with injections of steroids in the past, period. Patient did have uterine cancer at one time and is under care of OB-GYN regarding bioidentical hormones, period. She's a status post thyroidectomy with some evidence of thyroid cancer and had a CVA in 2005. Once again, her sleep apnea has never been treated. Surgery, hysterectomy because of uterine cancer, bladder lift, thyroidectomy because of Hashimoto thyroid disease. Medication reviewed opposite page. And social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. She's a nurse, but she's retired. Review of system. As above, some tiredness. Symptoms of earache, no hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure convulsion. Patient's vital signs. Let's see, 249 pounds, up 9 pounds, 98%, 99.8, 16, 64, 139 over 74, heart positive, positive, two lungs, clear abdomen, soft mixture, these controls, no rash, because of tan lesion. Number one, she does have the liver cyst as before. Number two, she does have the renal cyst as before. See report. Number three, scheduled CT scan to check both. Next number, scheduled CT scan for dilated aorta in the abdomen. Number five, Bungo, B-O-N-G-O, sleep apnea recommended. And patient was given a prescription to start. Next was Medrol dose pack as directed. This is for her ear pain. Next number is yearly mammogram ordered. Next number, medications reviewed. Next number, avoid antibiotic at this time because she's, I believe that steroids would help her sinus congestion. Next number, she's not taking any ibuprofen at this time. Next number, abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, status post history, except for the cysts and the cyst that was noted. Next number, PVD mild. Next number, is blood pressure is controlled with the help of clonidine. Next one is taking the Robaxone on a PRN basis. Next number, metoprolol tartrate is helping, and her blood pressure is not causing any edema in the lower extremity. Next number, because of her history of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, her level of thyroxine is minimal. No, her thyroid tissue is minimal. Next number is rest of medication review. Next was under care of a cardiologist regarding her atrial fibrillation as well. Thank you.